那今天我们读的经文呢，是在撒母耳记下的第二十四章。
We're going to be reading from 2 Samuel chapter 24.
那请大家在面前呢打开一本圣经。
Please open your Bible.
那有些经文是打在屏幕上的。
Some are shown on the screen.
那还有一些呢，大家可以在你自己的圣经上可以读到的。
And then some of the verses you can read from your own Bible.
跟大家分享的题目叫真实的悔改。
The title of the sermon today is True Repentance.
主耶稣基督来到世上传讲的第一篇信息就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
The first message that Jesus preached when he came to the world is that the kingdom of heaven is near, you need to repent.
悔改事情呢是跟我们进天国直接连在一起的。
Repentance is directly related to us entering the kingdom.
悔改是跟我们得救的事情紧密连在一起的。
And it's also directly related to our salvation.
换句话说，每一个重生得救的人，必然经历真实的悔改的过程。
In other words, everyone who is born again must go through repentance.
如果我们对于认识不清楚的话，
If we're not clear about repentance,
很可能带来一个后果，就是我们对我们的救恩是否得救这件事情呢，常常的会怀疑。
A possible consequence is that we're not sure about our salvation.
所以很重要的是，我们每一个基督徒呢，都要明白什么叫真实的悔改。
So it's very important that every Christian should understand what it means to have true repentance.
另外，对于我们基督徒来讲呢，我们这样的经历。
And also, we often have these experiences as a Christian.
就是呢，有一些罪呢，常常缠着我们。
Is that there are often sins that are kind of constantly bothering us.
我们也为这些罪呢认罪过的。
And we may have repented for those sins.
我们也为这些事情祷告过的。
We've been praying for those sins.
甚至呢，我们流泪痛悔的为这些事情认罪悔改。
And we may have wept and repented before God.
但这些呢习惯性的罪呢隔一段时间又来缠着我。
But yet, habitual sins often come back and still bother us later on.
那这样的事情发生一次以后，我们就会怀疑说神到底有没有赦免我们呢？
And when it happened, we often question that God truly forgive us.
那神有没有真正的听我们的祷告，洁净我们的罪呢？
Did God listen to our prayer and cleanse our sins?
所以这些的题目呢，都跟我们真实的悔改这个题目呢是相关的。
So this is all related to the topic of true repentance.
所以请大家哈，打开你面前的圣经，我们一起来看撒母耳记下二十四章的经文。
So please open your Bible. We're going to read from Samuel, 2 Samuel, verse 24.
那借着这一段的经文呢，我们一起来思考。上的悔改是真实的悔改。
Through this passage, we'll think about what is true repentance.
我们借着大卫的哈真实的悔改的一个榜样呢，来学习这个属灵的功课。
Through the example of David's true repentance, we'll learn on this subject.
那二十四章整章都是在讲一个完整的故事。
The entire chapter of 24 talked about this entire story of David.
大卫的犯罪
talk about his sin
讲到他的认罪悔改
talk about his repentance
讲到他认罪悔改之后如何蒙了上帝的怜悯
and how after his confession and repentance how he received God's mercy
那神真的是有一个额外的丰盛的怜悯为大卫存留
God truly has abundant mercy for David
那这种丰盛的怜悯呢也为今天像大卫一样真心悔改的人存留。
And that abundant mercy is reserved for those who are like David as well.
那我们一起来读一下这个18节到25节的经文。
We'll read from verses 18 to 25.
撒母耳记下24章第18节，当日加德来见大卫，对他说，你上去在耶布斯人亚劳拿的禾场上为筑一座坛，大卫就照着加德奉耶和华名所说的话上去了。亚劳拿观看， 见王和他臣仆前来，就迎接出去，脸伏于地，向王下拜，说：我主我王，为何来到仆人这里呢？大卫说：我要买你这禾场，为耶和华筑一座坛，使民间的瘟疫止住。他对大卫说：我主我王，你喜悦用什么，就拿去献祭。看哪、这里有牛，可以做翻祭，有打粮的器具和套牛的轭，可以当柴烧。王啊，这一切我亚劳拿都奉给你。又对王说：愿耶和华你的神悦纳你。24节、25节，请托尼长老用英文来带大家来读。
Reply to Arauna: No, I insist on paying you for it. I would not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen and paid 50 shekels of silver for them. David built an altar to the Lord there and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then the Lord answered prayer in behalf of the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped.
那这一段故事呢，首先讲到大卫犯罪。
The first part of this story is about David's sin.
24章的第一节、第二节哈，就交代这个大卫犯罪的开始。
In verses 1 and 2, it talks about the beginning of his sin.
第二节说，大卫就吩咐跟随他的元帅约雅说，你去走遍以色列众支派，从但直到别是巴，数点百姓和他们的数目。
So the king said to Joab and the army commanders with him, go throughout the tribe of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and enroll the fighting men so that I may know how many there are.
那这一次犯罪呢，是因为大卫想要数点以色列的人数而造成的。
The sin was about David wanting to count how many fighting men there were.
那大卫犯罪最有名的大家都知道是一次。
We all knew the most famous sin of David was about Bathsheba.
拔示巴是乌利亚的妻子。
She was the wife of Uriah.
但是她在沐浴的时候呢，被大卫看见了。
But when she was taking a bath, she was seen by David.
那大卫呢，就把来与她犯了奸淫罪。
So they committed the sin of adultery with Bathsheba.
所以那一次的罪呢，是很明显的。大卫知道，别人也都知道。
So that sin was very obvious. David knew, other people knew.
所以这是为什么大卫后来又试着尽量的各种的方法去掩盖他的罪行。
So that's why David tried all kinds of ways to hide his sin.
当拔示巴发觉怀孕的时候呢，大卫马上就把他的丈夫乌利亚从前线调回来。
So when Bathsheba was pregnant, David immediately get Uriah to come back from the front line.
把他所犯的罪行呢掩盖住。
Try to hide his sin.
但是当这个计谋不成的时候呢，他心里就动了杀机。
When that didn't succeed, he then started to have this murderous thoughts.
把这个乌利亚派到这个前线最危险的地方，结果呢，乌利亚被杀。
He sent Uriah to the front line, the most dangerous places, so in the end, Uriah was killed.
所以我们一提到大卫犯罪呢，我们都会想到这一件事情。
When we talk about David sinning, we immediately thought about that one sin.
因为那个罪太明显了。
Because it was too obvious.
奸淫罪、谋杀罪、说谎的罪。
Sin of lying, sin of murdering, sin of adultery.
这些呢，我们一看就知道。
When we see it, we knew it.
但是有些罪呢，不是那么明显的。
But there are some sins that are not that obvious.
有的时候表面上呢，你也不能一下子看得出来，这就是在犯罪。
You cannot immediately tell that it was a sin.
以色列历史上有曾经数点过以色列百姓的人数。
In the history of Israel, there were census being taken.
而且有两次数算人数。
Actually, there's two times.
那这次呢，大卫又要数点百姓的人数。
And then now this time David wanted to have a census again.
大卫一开始并没有觉得这是在犯罪。
In the beginning, David didn't think that that was the sin.
他没有意识到，但他周围的人意识到。
He didn't realize it, but the people around him realized it.
因为第三节说他手下这个元帅约雅意识到这个问题不对。
Because it, in verse 3 it talks about Joab, the commander realized that this is not right.
第三节说约雅对王说无论百姓多少愿耶和华你的神再加增百倍使我主我王亲眼看得见我主我王何必喜悦行
In verse 3, but Joab replied to the king, May the Lord your God multiply the troops 100 times over, and may the eyes of my Lord the king see it. But why does my Lord the king want to do such a thing?
约雅在圣经当中不是一个很属灵的人。
Joab was not a very spiritual man.
但他听到、看到大卫想要做这件事情，他也觉得这件事情是不对的。
When he saw that David wanted to do such a thing, he realized that that was not right.
但大卫坚持要做这件事。
But David insisted.
结果呢，约雅带着众官长呢，花了9个月和零二十天的时间呢，把全以色列的人呢数算一遍。
So Joab and his commanders spent 9 months and 20 days to count every single fighting man in Israel.
特别是数算以色列当中和犹太人当中有多少能够上阵打仗的那些的军人。
In particular, counting the men who can go fight a battle.On the Israelites.
那这件事情一开始大卫没有觉得是犯罪。
In the beginning, David didn't think that that was a sin.
但是当数点完人数以后，9个月零20天之后，大卫意识到这件事情是犯罪的。
But then after 9 months and 20 days, when the census was over, David realized that that was a sin.
所以第十节说，大卫数点经之后，就心中自责。
In verse 10 it says, David was conscience-stricken after he had counted the fighting man.
所以这一次大卫犯罪呢好像是属于那种不是很明显的罪。
So this time when he sinned, it belonged to the category of not so obvious sins.
但圣经讲说世人都犯了罪。
The Bible said that all men sin.
有些罪是明显的。
Some are obvious.
自己知道别人也知道。
I knew it, other people know it too.
但是有些罪呢是不那么明显的。
But then some sins are not so obvious.
有时候别人旁观者清看得明白我们。
So the people clear eyes, but we don't have such clear insight.
那有的时候呢别人不知道但是我们自己心里很清楚。
And sometimes is other people don't know about, we do.
是都犯了罪。
All men sin.
我们基督徒也是常常会软弱犯罪。
Even Christians, often we are weak and we may sin.
这是约翰一书第一章第八节和第十节所讲的。
It's from 1 John verse, chapter 1 verse 8 to 10.
第八节说我们若说自己无罪便是自欺真理不在我们心里了。
Verse 8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
第十节说我们若说自己没有犯过罪便是以神为说谎他的道也不在我们心里了。
Verse 10, if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us.
人之所以犯罪是因为我们里面有私欲。
And the reason that we sin is because we have this evil desire in us.
我们里面有一条小鱼啊，这个小鱼的名字叫私欲。
And We have this evil desire in us.
像一条鱼一样啊。
It's like a fish.
这个鱼呢会被这些啊试探诱惑牵引呢会有犯罪的倾向。
And because they are tempted by these evil desires that we have this tendency to sin.
这就是这个雅各书一章13到15节所说的人被试探不可说我是被神试探因为神不能被恶试探他也不试探人。
In James 1, verse 13, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
14节说,但个人被试探,乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
大卫私欲。
There is evil desire in David.
那种情欲啊，看到漂亮的女孩子就喜欢的那种不好的意念。
So when he saw a beautiful woman, he has this lustful desire in him.
所以魔那个钓鱼的人一样。
So Satan is like a fisherman.
他知道这个大卫心里面的这个私欲。
He knew about this evil desire in David.
所以就把一个漂亮的女孩子呢放在他的面前。
So he put this beautiful woman in front of him.
大卫好像那个鱼呢看到一个漂亮的诱饵在那里。
So David is like a fish seeing this worm in front of him.
他看到那个漂亮的那个有意识到那个鱼饵里面是有一个毒钩在里面的。
When he saw that lure, he didn't realize that there's this poison, hook in it.
当他吃到那个鱼饵的时候，结果就被那个毒钩所勾住了。
So when he took the bait, he was hooked by that evil hook.
这就是雅各书给我们解释的哈，人犯罪的这个过程。
And that was explained in the book of James, our process of sinning.
犯罪是一个过程的。
It was the process to sin.
私欲被牵引引诱之后呢，十五节说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
After we are tempted by evil desire, in verse 15 it says, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
那这个过程呢，就像这个一样。
So this process is like.Being a fisherman fishing a fish.
那以前呢，我是很喜欢钓鱼的。
In the past, I loved to fish.
你会发觉钓鱼的时候，你钓不同的鱼呢，要用不同的饵。
You realize that if you want to catch different kinds of fish, you have to use different kinds of bait.
如果你要想钓这个非洲鲫鱼的话，你就是用那个蚯蚓去钓。
And sometimes if you want to the bluegills, you have to use these live worms.
很好钓的哈，如果你能够找到这个鲫鱼所在的地方哈，一钓一个准。
So actually it's very fun. If you know where the bluegills are, you can fish them that way.
如果你要去钓这个鲶鱼的话，你就不能用这个蚯蚓。
If you want to catch catfish, you cannot use those live worms.
你可以用这个鸡的那个肝去钓鲶鱼。
You can use some dry chicken to fish them.
Chicken liver.
Oh, chicken liver.
那如果你要去钓这种的这个鲤鱼的话呢，你要自制哈，用那个玉米面做成黄黄的哈，那个鲤鱼特别喜欢吃那个。
And you fish called to use the corn and mix it into something that looks like yellowish.
那最难钓的一种鱼呢是鳟鱼。
Actually, the most is the trout.
那有一次我们去钓鳟鱼的哈，因为鳟鱼是生活在那个很清的那个很浅的小溪里面。
And one time we tried to fish the trout, if they live in these very clear streams.
你可以看到那个鳟鱼就在你的身边，就在那游。
You can see that it is actually swimming close to you.
你如果用这个蚯蚓呢，用这个鸡肝呢，或者是用这个玉米面去钓鳟鱼的话，它都不理你的。
Worms or chicken liver or all these corn, they would ignore you.
但是他对一种的饵特别的好奇。
But there is something that is really curious about.
就是那个小小的像那个小飞虫一样的那种的飞行的那种的饵。
It's like this little flying insect.
所以呢有些这个渔夫很有经验啊，他就做成那个小小的哈，像那个小飞虫一样的那个饵，然后他不断的在水面。这个饵的时候，那个鳟鱼就会跑来去咬钩。
And so some fishermen would construct this bait that looks like a flying worm, and then they kind of like flit across the surface of the water.
我们每一个人的弱点是不同的。
We all have different weaknesses.
大卫有情欲的这个问题在他里面。
David has this problem of a lustful desire in him.
大卫也可以倚仗他的权势哈，去用他的权力呢去乌利亚。
And David has this tendency to use his power to murder his soldiers.
那这次他去数点人数，很有可能是他里面那种的骄傲。
And this time when he went about doing the census, it may be because of the pride in him.
要看一看这个国家是多么的强盛。
To see how strong his country really was.
在他这个治理之下，这个国家有这么多的人口，有这么强的这个军队，他可以继续的拓展他的。的这个境界。
Under his rule, he has so many fighting men as well as people that he can continue to expand his kingdom.
那你我啊，像大卫一样啊，有不同的私欲在我们的里面。
You and I have similar evil desires in us.
那魔鬼很清楚。
If Satan knew it well.
他会把我们放在各种的试探诱惑的面前，引诱我们去犯罪。
He's going to put us in all kinds of circumstances and temptations to tempt us.
这是我们从大卫身上看到的。
And that's what we can see from David's example.
大卫被称为合神心意的人。
David is something who's according to God's heart.
他依然会被试探引诱去犯这个奸淫罪、谋杀罪、骄傲的罪。
Even he would be tempted to commit the sins of adultery, of murder, and also of pride.
所以我们每一个基督徒要被常常的提醒。
So every single Christian should be vigilant and reminded.
因为犯罪的后果是很严重的。
Because the consequence of sin is very serious.
这是这一段让我们看到的。
And that's what we see from this passage.
主耶华差遣先知加德去见大卫。
And God sent a prophet to see David.
告诉他因为大卫这次犯罪呢也会降临到这个国家。
Because of his sin, a plague will descend on the people.
神给大卫三个选择。
God gave David three choices.
告诉他说你去告诉大卫耶和华如此说我有三样灾随你选择一样。我好降于你于是加德来见大卫对他说你愿意国中有七年的饥荒呢是在你敌人面前逃跑被追赶三个月呢是国中有三日的瘟疫呢现在你要揣摩思想我好回复那差我来的。
So God told Gad, go and tell David, this is what the Lord says, I'm giving you three options, choose one of them for me to carry out against you. So Gad went to David and said to him,Shall there come upon you 3 years of famine in your land, or 3 months of fleeing from your enemies while they pursue you, or 3 days of plague in your land? Now then, think it over and decide how I should answer the one who sent me.
三个选择都是很厉害的，都会死人的。
Three options, they're all terrible options involved.
七年的饥荒会死很多人的。
3 years of famine will kill a lot of people.
三个月被敌人追赶会有很多人被杀的。
Three months pursued by your enemy would have many people killed.
三日瘟疫会有很多人被病毒细菌杀死的。
Three days of plague would also have many people dying from the sickness.
所以在第十四节大卫回答说大卫对加德说我甚为难我愿落在耶和华的手里因为他有丰盛的怜悯。我不愿落在人的手里于是耶和华降瘟疫于以色列人自早晨到所定的时候从但直到别示巴民间死了七万人
Verse 14 David said in deep distress Let us fall into the hands of the Lord for his mercy is great but do not let me fall into the hands of men So the Lord sent a plague on Israel from that morning until the end of the time designated And 70,000 of the people from Dan to Beersheba died.
一天因着瘟疫就死了七万人。
Because of one day, 70 people died from the plague.
应该还不止于此，因为如果上帝不停下来大发怜悯阻止了这场瘟疫的话，还应该有更多的人会死的。
Actually, even more people would have died had God not.Stop the plague from going because of his mercy.
这就是圣经所讲的哈，罪的工价乃是死。
And that's what the Bible says, the wage of sin is death.
当人人犯罪的时候
When everyone sins,
人人都会尝到这个罪带来严重的后果。
Everyone will taste the consequences of sin.
要么是在饥荒里被饿死。
They may die from starvation because of famine.
要么就是被敌人追赶所杀死。
Or maybe they will be killed by the enemies who pursue.
要么是在瘟疫中死亡。
Or maybe they will die because of a plague.
那这一切的根源都是因为人犯罪的缘故。
And the root cause was man's.
那有些罪的后果是马上显现出来的。
Sometimes the consequence of a sin immediately reveals itself.
那有些的罪所带来的后果呢，不是马上或者很明显的显明出来的。
And some consequences of a sin may not immediately reveal or may not be very obvious.
这个呢，就像人啊，这个往空中丢石头一样。
It's like someone throwing a rock in the air.
丢上去的石头，它一定会落下来的。
Whatever you throw up, it will come down.
你犯的小罪可能是丢的这个小石头一样。
If you commit a small sin, it's like throwing a little rock.
你犯的严重的罪是丢一块大石头上去。
If you commit a serious sin, it's like throwing a big boulder.
那这些的石头落下来呢，都会砸在我们自己的头上。
When these fall, it will fall on our heads.
有些人会存着一种你。
And somebody may have this attitude in them.
觉得说这些事我做也做了。
They may feel that, oh, I've done those things already.
但看起来好像没有什么后果产生吗？
I don't see some consequences to it.
这就好比说你扔的石头低的话。
So it's like if you throw it not that high,
它很快就会落下来。
It immediately falls down.
但是如果你的石头抛得很高，
But if you throw it very high,
那要花一点的时间才掉下来的。
It will spend some time before it falls down.
抛得越高，掉下来的那个后果会更加的严重。
But the higher you throw it, the more serious the consequences when it falls.
有些罪的后果我们是在今生今世会尝得到的。
Sometimes the consequences of a sin we can experience in our lifetime.
但是有些罪没有认罪悔改，没有被对付的话，如果是带到永恒当中，到上帝面前，那个后果是更加严重。
But if there are some sins we did not deal with, and we brought those with us when we see God, then the consequences, the eternal consequences, will be even more serious.
这是上帝啊，这个借着这个瘟疫的刑罚，要提醒人的一件事情。
And that's how God is reminding us of the consequences.This play.
我们已经觉得现在的瘟疫很严重了。
We all feel that the consequences of the current plague is very serious.
我们看到这个因着瘟疫死亡的人数每一天都不断的很快速的增加了。
We've seen that the daily deaths increases every day.
但是若不悔改，最终在神的面前受审判的话，那个后果会更加的严重。
But if men do not repent,come before God, then the consequences will be even more serious.
神用这样的事情在提醒我们每一个人要快快的悔改。
God used these things to remind us that we need to repent quickly.
因为上帝是蛮有怜悯的。
Because God is full of mercy.
这是我们在大卫犯罪这个故事当中看到的第三件事情。
And those are the three things that we can see from this passage about David.
在第十六节说，天使向耶路撒冷伸手要灭城的时候，耶和华后悔，就不降这灾了，吩咐灭民的天使说，够了，住手吧。那时耶和华的使者在耶布斯人亚劳拿的禾场那里，大卫看见灭民的天使，就祷告耶和华说，我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么呢？愿你的手攻击我和我的父家。
Verse 16, when the angels sent to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord was grieved because of the calamity and said to the angel who was afflicting the people, Enough, withdraw your hand. The angel of the Lord was then at the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. When David saw the angel was striking down the people, he said to the Lord, I am the one who has sinned and done wrong. These are but sheep. What have they done? Let your hand fall upon me and my family.
一天的瘟疫啊，死了七万人。
One day's plague killed people.
但本来这样的瘟疫应该是流行三天的时间。
The plague was supposed to last 3 days.
因着上帝的后悔，因着上帝的怜悯，啊，上帝在第一天之后就停下来，不再用瘟疫攻击以色列人。
Because of God's mercy, God stopped it after one day.
上帝亲自阻止那灭命的天使。
God himself stopped the angel.
这是 审判公义的当中彰显了他的怜悯。
In his judgment of being righteous, it also shows off his mercy.
所以大卫一生他很明白上帝是一个蛮有怜悯的上帝。
In David's life, he understands that God is merciful.
这是为什么当先知让他选在三样的灾害当中选一样的时候。
So that's why when the prophet gave him three choices,
他说我不要落在人的手中，我愿意落在上帝的手中。
That's why he said, I don't want to fall into the hands of men, I'd rather be in the hands of God.
因为上帝是蛮有怜悯的上帝。
Because God is a merciful God.
这就是说大卫说我不要自己来选用哪一张哪一样的灾来临到以色列民。
And that's like David saying that I don't really want to choose myself.
我愿意听凭上帝的安排。
I want God's arrangement.
而且我相信上帝的安排是蛮有怜悯蛮有慈爱的一种的安排。
And I know that the arrangement of God will be merciful and full of love.
第四件事情我们在这一章经文当中看到的哈，是人的悔改。一个真实的悔改是唯一出离这个神的审判和愤怒的一条路。
And true repentance is the only of God's judgment.
那大卫这个真实的悔改过程当中呢，我们看见三件事情是今天我们学习的重点。
And we can learn about three things from David's example about his true repentance.
第一个我们看到大卫心中自责是他开始悔改的那个起点。
We saw that the beginning of his true repentance is that he was conscience stricken.
第十节讲说这个数点完人数之后大卫就心中自责。
In verse 10 it talks about David was conscience stricken after he had counted the fighting men.
里面的这个圣灵的工作很强烈。
The work of the Holy Spirit inside was very strong.
让他自己意识到这件事情是做错了。
So it helped him realize that he did something wrong.
心中自责哈，自己责备自己。
Conscience stricken, meaning that you yourself is condemning yourself.
自责就不是指责别人。
When you are conscience stricken, that means you are not judging others.
不是责任。
But not shedding blame.
就不是把这个自己的行为合理化来为自己的行为找。
It's not to find excuses or rationalize your own behavior.
大卫开始回转的那个重要的标记。
And the beginning of his turning around.
那今天很多是喜欢推卸责任。
A lot of people like to cast blame today.
自己明明犯罪却非要说别人犯的罪更严重。
You may have, that he himself may have sinned obviously, but he would often say that, well, the other person has sinned even greater.
今天流行的一个词叫甩锅。
And some, we have this, phrase about that we want to kind of like, bear the walk.
甩锅就是明明是我做错事了。
That means that even though I was the one who was in the wrong,
但是呢我要把这个责任放到别人身上推卸到别人的身上。
But I want to shed that blame onto others.
我犯罪了别人比我犯的更重的罪。
I sin, but others would have a greater sin.
这是罪人犯罪以后的一个表现。
And that is a sign who has sinned.
不愿意为自己的罪承担责任。
We not want to cast, accept responsibility for our own sin.
国家和国家之间会互相推卸责任。
And there may be between countries that they want to cast blame on one another.
共和党和民主党之间也会互相的指责。
And then between nations, they would also be, casting blame on one another.
甚至家人之间。
Or even
弟兄姐妹之间也会。弟兄姐妹之间也会呀互相的指责。
And they may be also be blaming one another.
好像罪人有一种想法就是说如果别人也犯罪了别人犯的罪比我的罪还重的话好像我的罪就可以不提了。
It's like if somebody's sins is greater than mine, then I'm not that bad.
但是大卫不是这样。
David was like that.
大 心中自责。
David was conscience stricken.
他向神祷告说我犯了大罪了。
David God said, I have sinned greatly.
他说我这样的犯罪是愚昧的一种的表现。
And the sin that I've done is a very foolish thing.
谁说大卫犯了大罪？
Who said David has committed a great sin?
是他自己说的。
He himself.
别人在别人看来可能是他以前的奸淫罪和谋杀罪好像是更严重的一种罪。
And people may look at his sin of adultery and murder to be a greater sin.
但是大卫自己很清楚，当他在圣灵的光照之下开始反省自己的时候，发觉他所犯的这个数点人数的罪呢是一个大罪。
But when under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, when he reflected, he realized that he had committed a very great sin here.
这里讲说大卫心中自责，就说明他不是做表面的工作。
When here it said that he was conscience stricken, we know that this is not just something on the surface.
他不是要做什么就把这件事情把它蒙混过关哈，做给人看能够过去就好。
It's not just trying to do something on the surface and then just get through it.
而是他真心的哈，从他心里面认识到这件事是做错了。
And he truly realized that he had done something wrong.
这是圣灵的工作。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来就是使人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
And that is when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment.
悔改这个词的意思就是说，我们的心思意念被改变了。
And repentance means that our thoughts are changed.
是从里开始的。
It's starting from the inside.
所以这是真实的悔改的第一个标记。
And that is the first sign of true repentance.
就是我们开始心中自己责备自己。
And it's that we start from our own heart to be conscience stricken.
第二个，我们从大卫的悔改当中我们看到哈，第二个标记，真实悔改的标记呢，就是他转向上帝。
The second sign of true repentance is that he turned.
他心中自责以后，圣经讲说马上的一个动作就是他祷告上帝。
The Bible recorded the first thing that he did was that he prayed to God.
大家还记得当初亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，他们第一个反应是躲避上帝。
Remember, first reaction to act.Sin is that they hid from God.
他们就躲在这个后面。
They hid in a tree.
不敢见上帝的面。
They are afraid to see God.
上帝主动来呼唤亚当夏娃说你们在哪里。
Proactively, God came and looked for them.
但是他们不敢出来见上帝的面。
But they are afraid to come out.
但在这一点上大卫做得很好。
But this way, David did well.
他一旦心中自责，意识到自己做错了以后
，After he was conscience stricken and realized that he had done wrong，
他马上就转向上祈求上帝的怜悯。
He immediately turned to God and asked for God's mercy。
这是真实悔改的标记。
And that is a sign of repentance。
我们讲说悔改就像 U-turn。
We said repentance is like a U-turn。
就像你开车开错方向了，本应该向南边开，结果开到北边去了。
It's like you're driving, you should have gone to the south, but you're actually driving towards the north.
你一旦意识到自己走错方向了
，When you realize that you're going in the wrong direction,
你就找下一个出口，赶快 U turn 回来。
So you immediately look for an exit you can do a U turn.
改变你走的方向。
To change your direction.
但是大家注意哈，在我们改变方向的时候呢，不一定每一种的改变都是好的改变。
But you need to realize that when we change direction, not every change in direction is a good change.
你不往北走了。
You are not going towards the north.
你可能还会往东往西走。
You may still be going to the west or the east.
但是呢，只有往南走才是对的。
But only going to the south is right.
所以呢很多人在意识到自己做错事之后呢
，So many people after they realize that they've done something wrong，
不是所有人的反应都叫做悔改的。
Not every single reaction is really repentance。
如果不是真实的悔改，他可能用另 做错的方式呢去带他现在这种方式。
And sometimes they may be using other improper reactions to try to cover what he did wrong.
只有改归向上帝，来到上帝的面前祈求神的怜悯，才是真正的悔改。
Only repentance and turning to God for His mercy is the right direction.
圣经中有一个例子，就是彼得和犹大的例子。
In the Bible, there were examples of Peter and Judas.
在耶稣基督被抓、被审、被钉十字架的过程当中，彼得和犹大都做错事了。
In the process of Jesus being resurrected and sent to the cross, both Peter and Judas did something wrong.
犹大是用30块钱出卖耶稣。
Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
彼得是在耶稣基督当着众人的面前三次否耶稣基督。
And Peter denied Jesus 3 times in front of others.
但是他们两个后来的结局完全不同。
But the ending consequences for both of them are entirely different.
虽然彼得也很羞愧。
Even though Peter felt ashamed.
但是他知道回来啊来到主的主耶稣基督的面前。
But he knew he need to turn back to Jesus.
他也因此蒙了上帝的赦免和怜悯。
Consequently, he received God's forgiveness and mercy.
犹大也意识到自己做错事了。
Judas realized he did something wrong.
但是他没有回到耶稣的面前。
But he didn't come back to Jesus.
而是选择去出去自杀。
And he chose to commit suicide.
所以真实的悔改的啊第二个很重要的标记，你一定要转回到耶稣的面前，上帝的面前。
So, a very important second sign of true repentance, you need to turn back to God.
好，从大卫的悔改当中，我们看到第三个真实悔改的标记。
And then in David's example, we saw the third sign of true repentance.
就是肯付代价。
It's willing to pay the price.
上帝借着加德说，哦，你去到那个亚劳拿的禾场，去在那里建一座坛，向上帝献祭。
And through Gad, God told David to go to Arauna's threshing floor to build to there.
大卫就照吩咐去行。
David followed God's command.
很大的钱把这个场先买下来。
Pay a lot of price to buy this threshing.
本来亚劳拿说，你可以不用花钱，我白白的送给你。
In the beginning, Arauna said, I'll give it to you for free.
但是说白白的给我的神。
David insisted that I'm not going to sacrifice something that costs me nothing.
所以他就付了一笔的钱来买下这个禾场，买下这个牛作为祭物，买下这些的器具作为柴火来献祭给神。
So then David spent a sum of money to buy the oxen, the threshing floor, as well as the threshing sledges.
大卫这样真实的悔改也因此蒙了上帝的怜悯。
And with repentance, he received God's mercy.
上帝就垂听了众人的祷告。
So God listened to people's prayer.
阻止了瘟疫的蔓延。
To stop the spread of the plague.
也因此啊，有一个神与人之间关系的重新的开始。
And that was the new beginning for the relationship between man and God.
那后来历史上所发生的事情呢，彰显了神更丰盛的一个恩。
And then his subsequent history showed that God has even more abundant mercy for man.
就是大卫所买下的这个亚劳拿的禾场，后来就成了建造圣殿的地方。
And that is the threshing floor from Arauna became the site for the temple.
大卫在这里献祭的这件事情呢，被后面的人历世历代的人所纪念。
And what he did in offering in Arauna's threshing floor was remembered by subsequent generations.
而且成了以色列人每一天带着祭物向神献祭的地方。
And become a place where the Israelites would come daily to offer offerings.
这种每一天的献祭是对以色列人每一天的一个提醒。
And those daily offerings will be a daily reminder for the Israelites.
就是我们需要不断的借着献祭向神的悔改来恢复我们跟神的一个美好的。
and that we need to, through our offerings, to have a beautiful relationship between us and God.
所以作为一个总结，我们一起来回忆一下今天的信息。
So to summarize, let's go through what we learned today.
一个真实的悔改的三个重要的标记。
And three keys for true repentance.
第一个是心中的自责。
First is we have to be conscience stricken.
是圣灵让我们从心里面认识悔改。
It's the Holy Spirit making us realize from the inside that we need to repent.
第二个，我们要转向上帝。
Second, we need to turn to God.
上帝是我们唯一的出路，因为他是蛮有怜悯、蛮有赦免的上帝。
God is our only exit because he is merciful.
第三个，像大卫一样，我们知道罪是要付上代价才能够得赎的。
Like David, we need to realize that we need to pay a price for our sin.
而且今天我们的基督徒很清楚，我们不需要像大卫和后面的以色列人一样，每一天去献祭物了。
We need to realize that we don't have to be like David or the Israelites, that we need to constantly offering burnt offerings.
当初的以色列人之所以要天天去献祭，就是一个提醒，说这个牛羊的血呀，不能真正解决这个问题。
When the Israelites had to offer,they are realizing the blood of the oxen cannot truly bring them salvation.
牛羊的血只能暂时的遮蔽人的罪。
They can only temporarily cover up their sins.
直到主耶稣基督来的时候。
Until Jesus Christ come.
在耶稣基督在十字架上流出宝血，舍了身体之后。
After Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood.
作为上帝的羔羊，一次献上了赎罪的这个祭物。
And become the Lamb of God that for once and eternally become that repentance and an offering.
从此之后，我们罪人的罪才能够在耶稣基督十字架的基础上得蒙赦免。
And then from then on, all our sins will be covered by the blood he shed on the cross.
感谢主啊，在我们纪念主的受难和复活的前一个星期天。
We praise God.Remembering his dying and resurrection,
我们再次来思考什么叫真实的悔改。
That we can once again think about what is true repentance.
愿上帝借着今天啊跟大家分享的信息呢，再次提醒我们，我们要真实的
悔改。Today's message to remind us that we need to have truly repent before him.